the mood for something just a little bit wild.
God! Now or never, here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention!
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass!
Party rock!
This is good stuff! I want to share something with you.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford. And how you guys doing? It's Friday. God damn, it's Friday. About freaking time. How you guys doing? Welcome to the second part of Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Hopefully you got a lot of history out of the Great Nordic Biker Wars, man. They freaking crazy over there. Rocket launchers, bombs, grenades. They weren't playing, man. They weren't playing. And as I always say, that is some 1% stuff, man. Not what these New Jack clubs put on as far as 1% stuff. This Sunday, I'm thinking Sunday or Saturday. I have to decide. You'll see it pop up when it comes on YouTube. I'm going to be talking about property up patches, how that is a 1% thing, not a 99% thing. So be on the lookout for that. I got China Doll in the house. What's up, China?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's Friday.
About time.
It's Friday.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to see our daughter on Saturday, celebrating Mother's Day a day early.
No, it's Mother's Day Sunday, huh?
Yes, Mother's Day.
You know what? You mothers always get all the cool stuff. Us fathers get nothing.
You get Father's Day.
Yeah, we get Father's Day, but not this Hollywood. Hollywood spent it by himself.
On Father's Day?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
We're always home.
Yeah, you're always home, but in different rooms.
We'll take you out.
Yeah, right.
We'll take you out. We'll take you out on the town. On Father's Day.
So, somebody has a job interview tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. At a slot place.
At a slot place, huh?
Bartending.
Yeah. I lost on my numbers last night, man. That sucks. 825 because I
852.
852, but it's boxed, so it can come up in any order.
Yeah, you totally lost.
It's like, what the fuck, man?
Why'd you play those numbers?
Because those are my favorite numbers.
852.
Yeah, 852.
Oh well, you lost.
Yes, it is.
Should we play them again?
Yes, I say, you know what? Play a dollar every day. It's $7 a week compared to what the hell you play. You pay, what, $20 tickets and stuff like
that? I play $10 scratch-offs.
And next thing you know, you just splush $10 down the drain.
Yeah, $10 cross.
So if I win on the pick three, how much do I get?
I don't know. I don't know how that rolls. If you win on the pick three, it's however much is in the pot that day, I guess. I don't know.
You should know these things.
They only have specific amounts documented for, you know, like Powerball, Mega, regular Lotto, and then Lucky Day Lotto.
See, so. I don't believe in Lotto. I think it's all a setup. I think they pick people that they know to win.
Oh, well, I think they do something like that when they have the big pots for like Mega and Powerball.
I think that's the case, man.
Because the only
they're
ones
rigging
that,
it like a street number.
The
game.
Only ones that I notice that ever win are the ones that already have all the money, or the ones that are, like, I don't know, on their deathbed.
They're the ones who always win, not us.
No, not the average Joe.
And when you play, what is that, Powerball, it's always somebody on the East or West Coast that's like, really?
Oh, Mega, too. Mega and Powerball is always somebody out near, like, California or, like, New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what about Illinois? Because Illinois, we just suck, I guess.
Illinois has Lotto, but it's like only $3 million, and by time the taxes, you only got like $500,000.
I know, it's
ridiculous.
That's
some bullshit, man.
It's stupid.
They take some money from you.
I know, they take a lot of money, and it's like ridiculous. And, you know, when you go to cash it in and whatnot, if you win that big amount or whatever, like a huge amount, dude, it's like you get less than half.
That's some bullshit.
After, like, taxes and stuff. It's crazy.
It's tax,
and then
man.
You got to keep in mind with those big games that if the wherever the ticket gets sold, the owner of that business gets a percentage too, but I don't remember what percent.
Well, then you got pick four.
Yeah, pick three and pick four.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Don't forget, you guys can also listen to us on a Zeno app, and that is the radio station itself. So, let's see here. The Discord cameras keep freezing up for me. I don't know, man.
Mine too.
Yours is freezing up too?
Yep.
Well, that's because most of the people listen on cell phones.
Yeah.
And cell phones ain't as stable, I notice, with their apps with Discord.
They're not.
You know, but
that's just like last night when I was at work. I was on the Discord listening.
Well, your work sucks as far as Wi-Fi.
Well, we don't have Wi-Fi. That's the problem. And the walls are so thick in the gas station that you barely even get like two bars.
That's why I don't understand. Why don't you listen on the Zeno?
Because I like to say hi and like wave at people.
You just want the attention.
I do. I'm an attention whore. I want it. Hey.
I don't know, man. Last night's show was kind of weird for me.
Yeah, what the hell was going on with that?
I have no fucking clue, man. I was, like, speechless. You women are just bad people, man.
We're nasty.
You're nasty. And you know what? You guys are always talking shit about how men are. But you women, especially the younger ones now, what just happened?
Yeah, when you were reading some of them, and you're like, this is from a 19-year-old, and I'm like, no way.
Yes, a 19-year-old!
I was actually, like, in shock myself over that one.
And you're never in shock.
No, nothing surprises me, and nothing can really shock me, but when you were reading that, and it was about a 19-year-old saying that stuff, I was like, what the hell? Wow. The hell?
Tell them a little bit about what I was talking about.
It was all sexual fantasies and shit. And I was like, some of this just sounds so wrong in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Especially a 19-year-old having a sexual fantasy about anything as high range as you were going with that. Chicks and licks and what the hell?
She wanted to have her every hole filled.
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with stick it in her nose, stick it in her ear? I don't even know where she was going with that.
You know what? I am now betting that most users of PornTube or Pornhub, whatever that is,
yeah, I
think they're freaking women.
You think so?
I think it's freaking women, man, after hearing
looking
that
up
shit.
New ideas.
Hell yeah, man. You know, it was, I guess it was Rocking with Hollywood last night. When you stump Hollywood, something's wrong.
Yeah, well, I was kind of dumbfounded myself, so that was really weird.
I don't know, man. You know, you said you had sexual fantasies and didn't know where to start. I don't think any of yours can top this shit.
Oh, no. No, not even in the slightest.
I heard of sexual freedom, but not this kind of sexual freedom.
Yeah, I don't think I want every orifice filled.
You know what? I don't know if, you know, they're watching too much, what is that? That, Gray Shades or Shades of Gray?
50 Shades of Gray.
Whatever the fuck it is.
No, so
whatever you guys watch.
Sounds to me like she's going way deeper, like way beyond Debbie Does Dallas kind of shit.
Literally going deeper.
I was just like, you're reading it yesterday, last night, and I'm like, my jaw dropped. I'm like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, you're really starting to get into the thing, and you're dumbfounded, and I'm like, shit, I lost signal.
Everybody was tuned into that one last night, and that's why I figured we cover, you know, dedicate the show to women's fantasies, because you guys are damn freaking weird, man. You are. You're crazy.
That happens.
You're freaks.
It happens.
You know what? I truly believe that you people are freaks of nature.
I mean, we can get just as down as dirty as the next one.
But the different generations, it's changed.
The generations change a lot.
You guys weren't thinking about that when you were in your 20s, were you?
What that 19-year-old was thinking? Hell nah. That was the furthest from my mind when I was 19.
What do you think has changed? Is it technology where they get more access?
Yeah, I think 100% it's more of that. Because, I mean, God, when we were 19, it's like the most you had was like Playboy magazine and shit. You didn't have all that crap.
So they're able to see this kind of stuff on
the
internet.
All they got to do now is Google it.
And that's what gives them their fantasies.
Well, according to her, yeah, something.
That's like right out of high school. I never knew a broad in high school that thought that way.
Me neither. I mean, I seen some nasty crap with, you know, heard nasty crap in high school with some females, but not like that.
Okay, give us a background of what you heard.
Oh, I've already gone there with that one, like the one girl that only did anal because...
Oh, that's tame.
Yeah, the shit that I heard was tame as shit compared to what the hell that one was about.
You imagine what the girl talk is in the locker room now?
God, I would love to be a fly on the wall. But now again, now with COVID, nobody uses the locker rooms. They stay in their street clothes for PE. So it's like not even any fun now. So I'd say let's see what they're talking about walking around outside.
I bet they're nasty.
Oh, you should hear. I mean, all you hear when these girls walk into the gas station, like groups of girls, they're all. That's like all you hear when they're walking through the store, and they're showing each other stuff on their phones, and they're like. I'm like, what'd you get, a dick pic?
You know what? I think it's dangerous nowadays for these kids with these phones.
It's insane. Because
a lot of them are recording what they're doing and shit, and they're underage. That's child fucking porn.
Mm-hmm.
And then they upload it on these freaking internet sites. I think they're, you know, that's one dangerous thing that came out of the smartphone for these kids.
I think these kids need to stop being dumb and need to realize that once you post it online, man, it's there forever.
Yeah, if you post something online, it's there. It's never coming down.
It ain't coming down. No matter how many times you hit the delete button, it's out there.
And that's when these freaking freaks... You know, they do some editing and stuff like that. Next thing you know, they're over 18 when they're really only 15 or 16 doing mm-hmm. that shit. And that's where you get a lot of pedophiles and stuff looking at that shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it's dangerous, man. And I, you know what? There has to be something to combat that shit.
Well, you can do like some parents. Some parents don't even allow their kids to have social media.
Yeah, but that's not
but
happening anymore.
It ain't going to last.
No.
It won't last.
Because they'll find a way of doing it.
Well, and what I've noticed is a lot of the kids, like, okay, I'll give an example. Like, the new boss that I have at the gas station, her daughter was not allowed social media. Once she turned 18, bam, she's got Snapchat. She's got this. She's got that. You know, it's like as soon as she turned 18, she... busted out and went to town on all social media aspects.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because she's all, what are you going to do now? I'm 18. I can do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, all right. Yeah, but watch what you're posting.
Right.
You know, I get it. These kids like this Snapchat app. Yeah, I have the app. I looked at it and I go, this is stupid. Deleted it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, you can have a conversation in there, and you can send each other pictures, but they disappear right after they're open.
Mm.
It doesn't mean they disappear from social media in general.
Mm.
People can, you know, screenshot shit.
Right. Well, there is a deal out of the Independent, out of the UK, children filming themselves in graphic sexual videos for likes online is a growing trend. Why is likes matter? I don't understand that.
Why is that
a growing trend?
Well, that's just like on TikTok. You post a video because you want all kinds of likes. The more likes you get, the more people that watch that video.
Mm-hmm.
Like one video alone, if you get, you know, 20 people liking it, then it's going to keep showing up on the main screen. The more people that like it, the more often it plays for other people to see.
So it's kind of like YouTube.
Yeah, it's basically, it's kind of like all social media. The more likes you get, the more it plays. The more it does a pop-up, like, you know, suggests you to see this, and it's going to keep showing.
Well, mostly this stuff is being between the age of 11 and 16.
11?
How is that even possible?
Well, you know, there's 6-year-olds running around with cell phones now, so... Nothing surprises me.
You know what? It really doesn't. I bet there's a lot of black market material on the dark web about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens. It's, you know, they upload it, and it gets grabbed, and now it's underground.
I mean, there are a lot of things that parents can do as far as cell phones. You know, you can do parental controls on it.
Mm.
But
a lot of parents ain't taking that time.
Oh, no, they're not. But not only that, but these kids are damn ass smart with electronics. I don't care if they're 5, 12, 18, 25. They figure it out and know how to get around all that crap.
Mm.
They also know how to turn off parental blocks, but...
Right.
But, you know, there are, I don't know any parents that go on and do parental blocks on their kids' stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when our kids were little, we had to do parental blocks when, you know, that just having cable was a big thing. We did parental blocks on, like, HBO and Showtime so the kids couldn't get in there.
Mm.
But it's like, eventually they figure out how to take the block off.
Well, exactly. But I just looking at the high school, I bet that's happening all the time, though.
Oh, yeah.
And it's scary because bullying's bad, but something like that gets out?
It's over.
A blowjob gets out with the minors?
Well, and the downfall is you got to watch. I mean, if you're sending stuff to stuff, you got people, you got to watch what you're sending to people. Because just because you don't post it online don't mean whoever you sent it to is not going to.
Well, that's how most of these amateur videos end up on Pornhub. Somebody thinks that, hey, it's just for them. Next thing you know, it's on Pornhub.
Yeah.
You know, because Pornhub, don't they pay for that kind of shit?
I think
so. It's like a YouTube.
I think so. I'm not 100% because I've never gone on Pornhub.
Well, this is research that needs to be done. It's a serious subject.
Yeah, I've never gone on that site. I mean, I'm sure we can ask our kid. He might know something.
Probably. But I think a lot of the videos end up there with non-consent.
Oh, yeah, because it could just be you and your boyfriend or you and your girlfriend, and you guys recorded something, and...
Which is normal nowadays.
Which is the thing. You know, it's a thing.
But you don't put it up when you don't both agree.
But just the one thing is one of the two gets pissed off at the other one, and bam, it's posted. It happens. All the time.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we wouldn't allow video inside our club.
Never. Phones got put in a basket.
Mm-hmm.
No phones.
No phones in the basket. Sorry, it is what it is.
I mean, you and I didn't even have ours.
No, I left mine around all the time. Shit, I don't even carry it now. But anyway, I think there is laws against doxing, but I don't think they're used much.
No, I don't think so. Well, there's people out there that I've heard, you know, and read things online about so-and-so's going after so-and-so through court because they posted something, and mm-hmm. I don't even know where those cases end up if they even get seen.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a lot of prosecution of those cases, but I think there should be, especially when it comes to kids.
Yep.
That's the one thing that pisses me off is those child porn people. And it's just like you don't understand how they can have sex with somebody that fucking young.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Aren't they fathers? Aren't they mothers? Aren't they grandparents? Why would you do that?
Right. Or even, you know, a brother or a sister and they have younger siblings. You know, why would you?
Mm.
I don't. See, that's the one thing. The pedophiles and all them nasty people, I don't understand the conflict. I don't understand it.
You know, watching porn, you know, decent porn is healthy, but not that kind of porn.
No.
That's just gross.
That's nasty.
It gets into a whole different level, and I think it actually encourages these people.
I think so.
And I don't you know what, if an online deal like a Pornhub was caught showing these type of things of young kids, somebody needs to go to jail.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff on that website that are for younger kids.
Mm.
I'm not going to go looking for it, but
and they always say it's 18 and over. No, you know what we should do for next week is this subject. You spend time on the Pornhub, and this is serious, not a funny deal. this is needs to be brought to light is look at the girls where they say, well, a teenager this, and they always use teenager shit,
mm-hmm.
or barely 18.
Mm-hmm.
And look at them girls and see if, as a woman, because you women know bodies.
Yeah.
You know a woman's body. Like, you know puberty, yeah. all that type
and
of stuff.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind, too, a lot of people will put that they're barely 18 or that they're teenagers, and they're not.
They're not. They're 16, 15 years old.
No, there's also ones that they'll say are teenagers, and they're in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
They're just putting it as they're teenagers to get
right.
know, more people to
view it. But look at the
it.
Amateur ones.
Yeah.
The amateur ones is where you got to worry, because what is it? Sex cams are a thing now?
Oh, yeah, well.
Where you do shit live or whatever
yeah,
that
it's
is.
Like, oh, it's,
maybe
yeah.
I'm old school. You
You're
know, I'm
old
not in.
School.
I don't know the new trends. You know, like I
well,
said,
instead of calling 1-800 numbers for these kids nowadays, they can actually just go to a website
and they watch.
And watch it and pay for it.
That's. Why would you have. Why would you do that?
You know,
are people
that old? I guess it's better than talking over the phone, because not a lot of people do that anymore. So they just watch it on their computer.
Well, I think we should. You should research this over the weekend and try to, you know, not only with the articles and stuff, but actually go to these sites like Pornhub. Let's do a deal on Pornhub. And you can tell people, okay, she's not freaking 18. I can tell. You know, women can tell that shit.
Yeah.
Where a man can't. You know, so I think it's very important to bring this subject to light. I know we do a lot of fun stuff, like, you know, in our segment coming up is going to be fun with the fantasies. But you got to realize that there are dangers out there to kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like you said, you know what? Usually I'm an open-minded guy. I'm all funny and play around with this shit. But yesterday, I was flabbergasted. I wasn't playing. I was actually flabbergasted by this shit. I was like, there's no way, man. I know women's lib and shit, but I didn't know it was going that far. You know, yeah, I'm making fun of it because it's a radio show, but deep down in the back of my mind, I'm saying, who the fuck talked to these fucking kids? I was actually getting pissed. And when I got offline, I was pissed. You know, you seen how grumpy I was last night.
You were a freaking crab ass last night.
I was a crab ass last night because I'm sitting there thinking, this ain't right. You know, and you got a Cosmopolitan magazine that is actually promoting that shit. Like, they're doing it for clicks.
Yeah, that's pretty much why they're doing it. Making the money.
And it's making these kids out to be fucked up in the head, if you ask me.
Well, maybe her mom's a hooker or a stripper or something. I don't know.
You know what? Even hookers and strippers have some goddamn morals.
Very true. But if they get paid for specific things, some of them will go there.
Well, that's where it comes a money transaction. But you know what?
Makes you wonder with that 19-year-old's fantasies, where's she really going with this?
Right.
What's she expecting out of this? I hope it's just a fantasy that's going to stay a fantasy.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Right now, we're going to go to our first music break. We're going to have some Def Leppard and Cinderella in the house.
Yeah. Brotherhood and Betrayal is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.
Oh yeah, man, if you haven't got your copy yet, what the hell is wrong with you? You're missing out. China Dow has a stock in now. You can get a signed copy of Brotherhood and Betrayal. But I have to actually say something. I'm amazed right now.
About?
Rubik's actually made a damn good point.
What's that?
These people that enter their young girls into these modeling contests.
Oh, yeah, like Toddlers and Tiaras and stuff that's on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that is dangerous, and I always have.
Yeah.
How can you dress up, say, a 7 or 8 year old kid in full makeup like a woman?
Because the parents want the money.
Do they really make that much money there?
Oh my God, yeah, they get scholarships for college and everything else. I mean, yeah, they make some bank.
Why, you know what, why would even a college be freaking sponsoring something like that?
A lot of colleges do. They get a lot of, yeah, they make a lot of bank.
I'm talking, they're out there getting their nails done, they're getting their makeup on.
And they get those things, I don't know if anybody knows, because I used to watch the show, just saying, they're called flippers, and it's actually a piece that goes in their mouth to make their teeth look perfect.
Get the fuck out of here.
To cover their teeth if they're, you know, because they're children, so they're going to have, you know, teeth that fall out because, you know, they're all about the tooth fairy when they're kids.
Right. Well, and that's what they should be. They're kids.
They have these things. They're called flippers, and they actually put them in their mouth to look like they have perfect teeth.
Uh-huh.
It covers up their teeth. Yeah. That's how much that parents go into this.
Do you think that leads to the, that how it molds some of these girls into thinking that this kind of shit is all right?
Well, not only that, but they're going to expect that they have to be perfect all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That, and they're going to think they have to look a specific way all the time. So they're going to, I don't know how well their confidence is going to be as they get older.
Right.
You know, because they're going to think that this is how women are supposed to look. Mm-hmm. This is how girls are supposed to look.
Actually, Grinch, I was thinking about that, not Sunday, but putting a members-only show together on YouTube where you guys call in and stuff. We talk about shit. I'm working on it, man. But yeah, man, that was a good point by Rubik's. It's scary stuff, but we're going to move into some other different subjects here right after
Listen
this.
To Motorcycle Madhouse Radio right on your smartphone by downloading the Xena app from Apple and Google Play Store. Add Motorcycle Madhouse Radio to your favorites and rock on all day long.
So what really led to this conversation was yesterday's show. It was some freaky shit, man. And I'm sitting here thinking, you women, what is you fucking, your brains wired differently than ours?
No, oh, yeah.
We don't even get this fucking graphic.
Yeah, we are wired differently.
The biggest fantasy a man has is doing two chicks, and that gets boring after a while.
Well, you know, some of you men that want to do two chicks, you know, you should just really give up on thinking about that because you already piss off one. Why would you want to piss off two?
Exactly.
And just
you
saying.
Know what? We got to start the two-pump chump club. Hollywood is the CEO of the two-pump chump club, and it's a blow-and-go type of deal. But we'll get into some of that, like, next week. Listen to this one. And this right here is from an 18-year-old girl.
Damn.
18. My wildest fantasy would be anything rough, tied up, maybe a break-in role play. I'd had this fantasy probably since I was 16. 16. And this is Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan.
Whatever, putting this
Cosmo.
Shit out.
Cosmo. They'd call it Cosmo.
Okay, Cosmo, you're frickin' pricks. I've always been a really, really sexual person, and I thought of the Force and being with someone that's just as sexual as myself is such a turn-on. I'm definitely more of a submissive gal, so I think in tunes into that as well. It's not really something I can whip out on the first date. I might feel intimidated quite a few men. I'm hoping, however, I ended up with a long run with able to handle my fantasies. What do you think of that from an 18-year-old?
She watching 50 Shades of Grey. She wants to be tied up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's some 50 Shades of Grey shit right there. She read the book or watched the movie.
What is that movie all about? I never watched it. I never read the books.
I don't know. I only watched like about the first 10 minutes of it, and I was just like, yeah, no. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's basically about submissive and a dom, you know.
Mm-hmm. They're watching a movie where the woman's dominated and, you know, all that shit. That's why it's her fantasy?
I guess.
See, you guys got some screwed up fantasies, man.
No, that's not mine. That's not on my bucket list.
Uh-huh.
No, thank you.
Here's another one from a 19-year-old. My biggest fantasy is going to a house party with my boyfriend, but spotting a girl that I'm really into, I'm bi and my boyfriend is super supportive. I bet he is. I would go talk to her for a while, and after a few drinks and getting a little tipsy, we would move into an empty room and start hooking up. Ideally, she would be inexperienced with other women, but I always wanted to try. I also would like to make money. What? Make money. Fulfilling some of my fantasies because I always wanted to know what it was like to be a prostitute.
Whoa, hello.
Where did that come from?
She watching too many movies.
Is that something women actually fantasize about, is being paid for sex?
None that I know.
That is insane.
None that I know, to be honest with you, but some people might want to do that. But, you know, ew. No, that's just wrong. I mean, she wants to be with a female that's inexperienced, probably so she could take control, but...
That's a dominant thing.
That's another dominant thing, which, I don't know, some girls like that.
What is a woman's the most talked about thing that a woman wants to do as a fantasy?
Two dudes!
It's just like, well, a man wanting to have two women.
Yeah, same thing.
So that's the most talked about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been most talked about for as long as, I mean, nowadays, I don't know what the hell they talk about. Mm. Obviously, not that kind of stuff. But, yeah, back when I was growing up, and even through, mainly college.
Mm-hmm.
Was the chicks wanted two guys. That was like the big
topic.
The big
thing in college.
Yeah. And in, like, even in our 20s, it was all about the chicks wanted two dudes.
So that was back then. Now, what do you think about the fantasies coming out?
Some people got some real wild shit.
This one from a 20-year-old. In terms of my wildest sex fantasy, I guess I get off on the ideal of being very unlike myself. I'm a feminist, very independent, but for some reason, the ideal of having several men fuck me at the same time and sharing me drives me wild. It's not a quite an MF or MMF, that's a male-male-female, more like a few dudes focusing on dominating me, filling every hole I have. Somewhere semi-exposed, like in a window or something, would be the ideal setting.
She wants to be watched.
They wouldn't interact with each other, but they also wouldn't care about my pleasure and dominating and treating me like a whore.
So she wants a gangbang, and she wants people to watch.
But she gets so graphic.
Yeah.
For that age.
That's a little young to be wanting every hole filled. Just saying. Little young. Because I'm almost 48, and yeah, I'm not even thinking of that.
Right.
So, I'm starting to wonder really where what these kids are talking about in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
To be a fly on a wall.
It's messed up, don't you think?
Yeah, especially if these people are all between the ages of 18 and 20.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't even lived yet. They're trying to live too young.
That's way too damn long.
That's way too young. They're trying to live some life that they should be, like, much older for.
Most swingers, man, you're talking, they don't even get into it until their mid-30s or 40s.
Mm-hmm. We got, well, you have the younger ones, but the ones that are more experienced are, like, probably 28 and over.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're seeing younger generations trying to get involved in it.
Right.
We had a few when we had the club that were about 23, 24, but I don't think we ever had anyone younger than that.
That's still too young if you ask me.
Yeah, because I don't think they've lived enough to know what they really want yet.
Mm-hmm.
I get people like to experiment, but damn!
That's a little too much experimenting. A
little bit. Someone that age wanting... Yeah, no. That's the last thing on my mind when I was that age.
Mm.
I mean, okay, women out there, when you were 18 to 20, were you all sitting around thinking about, hey, what would it be like to have 5 guys? No.
I don't think so.
I know I wasn't.
But the mentality has really changed.
It's changed a lot over the years.
You know, I just looked this up because I found it interesting, and there was actually an article or a study on this, and I didn't know this is really widespread, but it said that women want a full room of men shoving $20 notes in exchange for sex.
She getting paid for it.
Yeah, but a room full of guys? That's some nasty business.
I hope that's a small room so there ain't that many.
You know what? That one incident in the Swingers Club where they were lining up outside the door.
Yeah.
That was kind of freaked out. You know, that's when I left and did something else.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't too thrilled about it, but we also wanted people at, you know, they were of age, you know.
They were in their
40s and shit, but, you know, we're letting them do their fantasies and whatnot in the club, but doesn't mean we agreed with everything.
Right.
We weren't like,
she
ended up doing
how many guys that night? 20, 25?
Yeah. I kind of lost track after 15.
Because everybody just lined up to take their turn on her.
Yeah, and I just was shocked that, you know, her old man was okay with all that.
Yeah, he went out and did something else, I think.
He left her in there and was getting
she was getting all the dick she wanted that day.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And she was getting stuffed in all 3 holes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How is that even exciting for a woman? I don't understand.
I mean, if it's a one-on-one thing, that's one thing, but not that many.
I don't know. A gangbang, maybe 3 or 4 guys. That's a gangbang.
Yeah, I would never see anything over 5.
Yeah, that's stupid. Anything more than 5 is like, damn, man, you really are. Something's wrong with your fucking head.
Then I'd hate to be the husband going home and getting sloppy 25ths.
You can't tell me that her vagina snapped back.
Well, not at that moment. Not at that moment. But she might have been swollen. Just saying. Be a little swollen after all that.
Or do you think it was him talking her into it?
No, because if it was him talking her into it, then he would have stuck around and watched and not walked away from the room.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was
her. So they did it before.
They had to have.
I don't even know porn actresses that take that many cocks.
Not in one day.
Not in one day?
No. Not that I know of.
So why would that be a fantasy of hers to have that done?
Well, being that it's like for your article or for the one that we had at the club?
The one we had at the club. Why would that been her fantasy?
I think she's done it more than once and liked it. To be honest with
you. You think she's taken that many freaking cocks before and just likes that shit?
Yeah. I think what she was trying to do was up her game. She probably had like her personal record and wanted to go higher.
So do you think she went club to club?
I think so.
And just made it where it was different for everybody?
I think she went from club to club, because I don't think we saw her and her husband again after that.
No, not after that one. That was a one-time deal.
Yeah. They came. That's the second time that couple showed up. The first time they came, they were pretty tame.
They didn't do nothing.
No, they were kind of scoping everything out, and they were talking to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder.
Well, where it all starts out.
They were probably pre-planning because they did show up the following weekend, and that's when it occurred.
Mm.
So I think they were pre-planning.
Well, they were going around and saying, "Hey, you know, next week I want to do a gangbang," and
yep,
you know, and they started.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. It's not my biggest fantasy. I don't even think. No, that's not on my list.
Mm.
Is it on your list?
No, it's not on my list. Why would I want that?
I'm not talking.
I'm not in a fucking sausage house, man. Fuck that.
No, I'm talking about, do you want 25 girls lined up?
No, I don't. You know, I enjoy one or two. But after that, it's too much. It's like, what do you get out of it?
I don't know. Could a guy handle 25 girls in one day?
Guy can't even handle more than two pumps like Hollywood. You know, maybe if they lined up, I gave them one pump each, you know, by the time I'm
You'd
done.
You'd only get to two.
I probably would.
You'd only get to two, so what's the point?
Depending on how wide
they
were.
Have them all laying down and be like, oh, sorry, can't get past two.
Yeah. I just don't, you know what, I'd be too worried about diseases and stuff. I know rubbers go so far.
Yeah.
You know, but I'd be worried about diseases.
Yeah.
Because I'm a germaphobe.
Better put something on. She better have them all wearing like three at a time or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Very interesting.
I personally don't know why a gangbang is on a bucket list. I don't know.
A lot of girls have that?
Not that I know of. I mean,
you
but
know
I,
some
I,
freaks.
I work with some. Well, the ones that I work with are a bunch of prudes, so.
Right.
You know, they're not worth the conversation. But in past jobs, being a hairdresser when I was behind the chair and working with all those chicks, maybe one or two I could see having that bucket list. Just maybe.
Well, one of your friends was like that Shelly broad.
Yeah.
She was a hoe.
She was 100% a hoe. And how sad I used her middle name for our daughter's middle name.
You know what I don't get, man?
That was before she became a hoe.
You know, you're a hoe, why give it away from free?
I know.
It's at that point with her.
Well, that's probably why the one in your article wants to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Because she wants more than one.
I don't know, man. Do you think that fucking they were paying some money that night at the Swingers Club for that bitch?
I wonder if she did bank on that.
I'm wondering.
She probably did.
I wouldn't doubt it, man, because there's some freaky stuff that goes on in the background that nobody really knows about, so I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't either. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Hell no, man.
Sick shit.
She had to be like a freaking tunnel by that time.
People were walking in.
They were walking in, dropping their pants, and just going at it.
Oh, by that time, half the place was, everybody was walking around naked anyways. So.
Right. But it was funny seeing her get out of that room. She couldn't walk.
No, she barely could. No.
Somebody had to help her.
Hubby had to help her walk. And all I could think when she was coming out of that room was, serves you right.
Serves you right for being a dumbass.
Serves you right. Yeah, just because we didn't agree with it didn't mean we didn't let that kind of stuff happen.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. To each their own.
Alrighty, guys. That is the show for today. You guys have a good weekend. Next Thursday, I'm at nighttime. People piss because I'm not on a night.
I know.
I gotta get my ride time in too, man. I can't be in the studio all the damn time.
Yeah, but it's only gonna be in the 60s.
Yeah, I know. It sucks, ain't it?
It's a little chilly.
You know what? We went from 85 until freaking 60, but it's good fishing weather. I got to give it that. You know what? I'm going to go do some bank fishing later on today. I think that'd be pretty cool. See if I could get some catfish and stuff, try out my new bait, make some homemade bait and stuff like that.
You're going to actually make that?
Well, yeah. Chum.
I can't believe I bought all that. I want to watch you make it.
There you go. Well, you know, that you might be good at this. You might
you're
be
gonna
good
make
at
me
that.
Make it, aren't you?
You might be good.
I'm going to be making it.
Because God knows you're not good at anything else cooking. You know, it happens. You know, some women are domestic engineers and some aren't.
Well, I'm definitely on the aren't list.
Anyway, guys, you have a good one, man. We're outie.
Bye, guys.
The Trail is an in-depth look at the trials and tribulations of street gang and motorcycle club life. This isn't the run-of-the-mill book that doesn't get the goods. This book will go into detail of events that actually happened. All materials in this book have been approved by those involved. There is nothing poetic, nor is there any price worth paying for the life we choose to live on the streets. James Hollywood Machikari, Brotherhood and Betrayal.